Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we've got a fascinating, informative hour with you. We have a guest who's in Germany. Her name is Barbell Moore. She's on the phone with us. Her fascinating book is called Cosmic Ordering, The Next Adventure. Barbell, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Hello.
Yes, it's evening where you are, and it's afternoon where I am.
Sorry. It's past midnight here.
Yes, I know. That's just the way it is when you're talking to another part of the world. Barbell, I loved your book. I thought it was just, one, so much fun, but...
Oh, thank you.
Two, what I loved was your openness and your refreshing positioning of understanding regarding how to make things manifest in life. Now, the publicist, Sarah Scarlett, who's with Hampton Roads, who published your book, she is the one that told me about you, and she said, you need to be able to talk to this woman. Now, this book, well, actually, you've published 12 self-help help books and also children's books in German, and your best-selling book was The Cosmic Ordering Service, which has sold more than 1 million copies in Germany alone and has been translated into 15 other languages, and it's just taken off in England, and people have just loved it. And you have been in the past, you've had a wonderful background, very eclectic. You've been a self-employed photographer, you've been an editor, a graphic artist, also a video producer, and you do seminars. And then you had twins in 2001, so you sort of slowed down a little bit. Have you been able to continue to maintain that slowed down positioning, or have you picked up momentum?
I have a very nice au pair, and I have very vivid twins. They travel a lot with me, and I can work at home, and there's still so many things happening. I somehow can't stop writing and traveling a little bit.
I can't.
I take my twins with me because I can't stop exploring things, and though they've seen a lot of funny things already with me.
Now,
they even order from the cosmos, too, and they order against me. You want to know an example?
Yes, tell us about this. Okay, folks, here's a mom talking about how she's taught her kids how to do cosmic ordering, and it's working against her. Tell us your story about your children.
We've been going on holidays for 3 years now to Italy to a camping site. And this year I wanted to go somewhere else to another country. But my kids didn't like it. They said they are going to cosmic order that we are going to go to the same place as ever. But it was even booked. The camping site in Italy was booked and we wanted to go with another family and we needed two caravans next to each other. So I booked in another country in Croatia. But in April, when we called again because we needed some information, our booking had gone lost, and I couldn't believe it. And then I remembered that my kids had said they are going to cosmic order against me. So I called Italy again, and they said, you don't know how lucky you are. Just now, that very minute, we had two families canceling. You can have two caravans. So there we were at the same camping place as ever. That was just, we came back last week.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know.
And they are only 5. Can you imagine what's going to happen when they are 15?
You better start practicing what you're preaching.
Yes, that's true.
Now, Barbell, you have written two very successful books, and the one that I have is Cosmic Ordering, The Next Adventure. How did you become aware of manifestation? What was it that pushed your buttons to help you open up to this understanding?
Well, I was one of the worst skeptics in the world you could imagine. I didn't believe in anything. I didn't even think we have a soul or anything. And I had a friend who wanted to convince me that there is a kind of cosmic power that can help me and guide me through life. And at that time, it's more than 15 years ago now, I just quit with a boyfriend, and she suggested I should ask the cosmos for help to find a new boyfriend. And I only wanted to be cynic, and that's why I said, oh, you think I can order from the cosmos? And just to prove her wrong, I made a long list what I wanted my new boyfriend to be like, and I ordered it from the cosmos. And even then, I wanted to exclude coincidence, so I set a certain delivery week 3 months ahead. We marked that in my diary, and I said, only if he's going to show up in that very week, I'm going to believe in your cosmic powers. She already got nervous, but he showed up that very week, and it turned everything around for me, because after that, I ordered a new job, a new apartment. I wanted to know it all, and it all worked. It really made me think.
Now, you make a statement in your book where you say you lose nothing by trying it out, playing around with it a bit until miracles begin to come in your life. And the more lightheartedly one dances through life, the more easily things flow to him or her. And, you know, what you've said, people are listening to this probably going, yeah. You've said that you just put in this order and at such and such a time it came through. Talk about skeptics. I know we've got gobs of them that are listening to this. So how do you help people to learn how to do this and not get too intense about it? Because so many people can get into a situation where they're so very, very stressed. They're worried about money. They're worried about relationships. I know as a counselor, I have people that will say, my life is falling apart, and they get so very stressed. How do you not do that?
You see, it usually helps to explain the one thing with self-love, because the brain scientists, they even help and add to these ideas nowadays. They say there's a thing called mirror neurons. We somehow feel how the other person feels. And if there's someone who doesn't love himself, he's sending out that information, I'm not worth being loved. And if you send out that information, you really have a hard time finding a new partner. You feel like life is not fair, but it's fair. It's just showing you that you need to practice self-love. You even have a hard time finding a new job. You have a hard time finding an apartment. No one wants to give it to you because you constantly give out that information, I'm not worth being loved. For me, cosmic ordering is just another way of saying that our outer world is a mirror of our inner world. And the outer world, it just wants to show us, or it wants to give us the opportunity to recognize and experience ourselves. Because by what is happening outside, we can tell what we have secretly ordered inside. It gives us a chance to alter and change our character and our beliefs and mainly our self-love. If people understand that, they know if you don't love yourself, others will not respond very well to you also. So they'll understand that. And if they start with self-love, things start changing already, and they become more happy once they practice self-love.
So in having this buoyant, lighthearted attitude, it is being aware that, one, you are deserving, two, that there's plenty of abundance out there, and three, that it's okay to order it. You don't need to beg. You don't need to plead. You just put in your order.
Look, in the end, it's all one. It's one consciousness holding it all together. So you are ordering from yourself. In Indian, some spiritual teachers say you can never change your life if you only add more action into your life, because you have no free will in your actions. They always bring the same results. The free will comes in changing your insight, to strengthen your character. And once you do that, the outer world will change anyway. That's the biggest secret. Change yourself inside, and the outer world will change on its own. You can go and hire for 20 new jobs or even 100, and you'll never get it. Alter your sight and self-strengthen your character. Practice self-love, and you need to apply only once more, and you've got the right job.
You say we always should order with the unaffectedness of a child and with the belief that the order has already been fulfilled, and then to just forget about it.
Yeah, I know that's difficult for many people, but imagine that one situation. You meet someone, you haven't met that person in quite a while, and you know, I know that name, just a second. If you want to force yourself to produce a name, it's lost forever. You just don't remember it. If you take it lightheartedly and you think, okay, if I don't remember, I'll ask, it just pops up and you know it. It's when you try to force it, that's when you block your own energy. It can't work.
You talk about thought hygiene, and you say, I really like this one sentence you have in your book. You say, as long as you remain committed to the ever-evolving journey, you will receive magical support. Tell us about thought hygiene and about the journey.
Yeah, I think the journey is explore about yourself, because if you start ordering things from the universe, it's usually you start with outer things, you start with the same things as everybody, with free parking spaces and things like that. But the more you order, you have to listen to your inner voice, because there's no one ringing the doorbell, and there's no delivery team like the United Parcel Service. The Cosmic Parcel Service rings a bell inside of you, and it rings a bell inside of your heart. So automatically you start a journey towards your heart. And the more you listen to your heart, the more you will hear that cosmic delivery team, and your life unfolds in front of you, and you get more of what you really wish. You become a more powerful person, and you find your way to a happy and fulfilled life. And that means something different for everyone.
You make your statement also that enlightenment does not need us to exist. And that, to me, was a fascinating sentence. Enlightenment does not need us to exist. So when you're talking about enlightenment, it's really something that we're wanting for ourselves. It already is, but we're discovering it, correct?
Yeah, I think there's a problem, especially for spiritual people. Very often they do meditation and all these spiritual practice to escape life. They think it's too hard and too difficult. But once you explore that power inside of yourself, you find out that this life on this planet is the most beautiful thing you can experience. You don't want to escape anymore. So many people, they seek enlightenment because they say this life is too terrible, they just can't stand it anymore. But the real enlightenment is to enjoy life as it is.
Now, after you had written the first book, you decided, or someone said, okay, we're going to share this with someone. Your publisher gave the manuscript to a friend, and the friend thought that what you had written about was a bunch of esoteric crap, and I'm just quoting from your book. It's exactly what he said. However, he decided he was going to experiment with it. What was it that he went through?
I don't quite remember, or I don't understand it. Maybe it's because Rose is a telephone. Can you just repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Okay. In your book, The Cosmic Ordering Service, when it was released, your publisher had given the manuscript to a friend of his who didn't believe in what you put it down here, all of this esoteric crap.
However, I remember, yeah.
He was fascinated enough that he decided he was going to try it just to see what would happen.
Yeah, I remember he got even scared, but then he convinced the publisher to try it too, and that is what happens to many people. It even happened to me. I didn't even believe in it. I just tried it. And that happens to many people. That is because we are all one, and that cosmic power inside of us, the cosmic consciousness, it wants us to reconnect. So it gives us all these, what I call, surprise deliveries. We don't even believe it's real, and it's still coming true. That is because we will, in the end, find out who we truly are, that we are spiritual beings in a physical body and not vice versa.
You have a chapter titled, How Do I Succeed in Having a Problem? And most people would say, I haven't been out there looking for problems. The universe just seemed to dump this mess in my lap, and I'm having a terrible time resolving it. How would you suggest that they go about getting rid of whatever they may feel is is there a roadblock? Are there obstacles? What would you recommend that they do?
If you go to a place of inner quietness and stillness, and just imagine it wasn't your problem. It was a problem of someone who's maybe younger or maybe someone you have known quite a while ago. Someone you can look at with some distance. And then imagine what would you suggest to that person and try to be as loving as you can. That is, you are making suggestions to yourself. And very often if two people are in the very same situation, one person might enjoy it and the other one hates it. That is what the chapter is about. We create so many problems unnecessarily for ourselves. There's no need for a problem, but we insist on having a problem. And 80% of all problems can be solved when you just alter our opinion, and then they start changing anyway. For example, a friend of mine, she kept having a problem with her neighbor. But she was invited to a party where that neighbor was too, and she didn't know he was there. She was scared when she said, oh, that horrible man, the party is going to be terrible. But he was so friendly there because he was among friends, and she just found out he's a friendly man. He was just scared of her because she was scared of him, and though they just behaved both just crazy. That wasn't the real problem. They made it up for themselves. And if you look at yourself from a loving place and you're just watching yourself and trying to give yourself advice as if you were someone else, you find out that many problems are not real problems. You just make them up for yourself.
What are the prerequisites for successful ordering?
I think the most important thing is, number one, that you are clear what you want. Most people can only tell what they don't want and what they want to avoid, so you need to know what you really want. And number two is you need to practice to listen to your heart. And that's very easy indeed. You just have to stop maybe twice or three times a day and listen to your heartbeat and ask yourself, how do I feel now? How does my heart feel? And once you start feeling your heart again, you will hear the cosmic messenger on your own.
How has this changed your life, Bubble?
Oh, everything has become so much easier. If there's any problem, I feel like I do not have to solve it alone anymore. I just trust there's a solution. And there's even funny things happening. Maybe I'll just give you an example of last week. I've been in London for a talk, and I wanted to take my family with me. And there was some problem with the flight and with the babysitter, and there was so much hindrance that at one point I thought, maybe it's not the right time to take my family over for some sightseeing. Maybe the life just wants to tell me there's something wrong in London and I better let them stay at home. I did that. I went alone, and that was just a few days when they had that underground strike and they had complete chaos in the city, and I was just so happy I hadn't got my family with me. So you trust that things always turn out for the best for you. You are never frustrated. And if any problem shows up, you just trust in that inner wisdom. And once you trust in it, you can hear that inner voice. And you find problems where before you thought there could be no solution at all. But now you see the solutions with that cosmic help and the inner voice.
You say the more relaxed we are, the more lucid will be our own personal insights. You use the word transmissions. And you said quite clearly the less fear we have, the more freely we can decide what it is we desire. Because when we don't have fear, we're no longer pushed into actions or reactions towards what we don't really want. And you emphasize coming from a place of joy without fear and belief that you are operating through divine will. In other words, whatever you're requesting, you're not requesting something that's going to destroy somebody else's life. You are requesting something that's going to bring greater joy, greater brightness, greater satisfaction into life. And this is a wonderful attitude to have.
Yeah, of course. I think if everybody would lead a happy and fulfilled life, nobody would wish to destroy others. Nobody would wish to go on war with anyone. And if you have that attitude of joy, you, the energy, the cosmic energy can flow through you. While if you are always complaining about things or if you are in fear, you are blocking the energy. You are always at the wrong place at the wrong time. I just had a friend last week. She came from New Zealand because her daughter is there at school at the moment for 1 year. She visited her. And on her way back, she thought, oh, it's been so full, and I want a free seat just next to me. I want a little bit more room on that long flight. It's 24 hours to come back to Germany from New Zealand. And because she is full of joy, she was just relaxed. She walked to the airport in a good mood. She just felt well. She had loved her holiday. And because she was in such a mood, the energy could flow through her. She came to the check-in thing, and the lady told her, No, the whole flight is booked, no chance, there's no free seats at all. And when she came into the aircraft, she not only had no free seat, it was a really big lady, and she said, oh, I can't sit here at all, what's gone wrong? But then the lady said 5 minutes later to the flight attendant, excuse me, I just can't sit here. How much is it to upgrade to first class? And then she had the only free seat in economy class next to her. And if she would have been in fear, in sorrow, or if she would have been angry, she would have blocked the energy. She just wouldn't have been at the right moment at the check-in counter to get that very seat.
What is Medi playing? M-E-D-I playing?
That's a way of meditating in a very joyful way. I've been taught when I was younger that, let me give you an example. If I had a cold, I should meditate and repeat the sentence, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy. But if I do that, I have a little voice telling me, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. So doubt is coming up. The more often I say I'm healthy, the more I strengthen my doubt. And if instead I just repeat the word health, I like health is wonderful, there's no doubt about that. But I still create that energy of health. And I do it in a very playful way. So again, I use the energy of playfulness and joy, and I create the energy that I want to draw into my life.
You speak also about how important it is for us to pay attention to our feelings. If we say one thing and our feelings go the other direction, we sabotage ourselves, don't we?
Yes, I think our mind is like the captain of a sailing boat. The mind decides the direction we want to go to. But the feelings, they are the engines and the fuel. If we just feel not much interest in things, we will be very slow. And if we are afraid, we just go backwards. And if we are in joy, we go forwards in the direction the mind has decided.
Tell us about coincidence versus providence. What is that
versus,
about?
Coincidence versus what? Excuse me?
Versus providence.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know that word. Can you explain that to me?
Okay, it's providence. I know sometimes that you can't hear the transmission. But it's the title of your chapter, and you spoke of two coincidences from the view of Manfred and Franz. And you talked about how Manfred, a 60-year-old microphotographer, through coincidence, turned into a castle owner, never believing he could ever become a castle holder. And how many of us would ever dream we could actually own a castle? And he ended up with one. And then you talk about Franz and his experience. Tell us about Manfred's experience with the castle.
Yeah, I think that since we are the ones creating our world, also if we are skeptic and don't believe in coincidence or cosmic signs, we create a world that appears as if they weren't there. The thing with the castles was that I described that in book one, because that was my skeptic time. I wanted real proof that this cosmic ordering things worked, and I had ordered an opportunity to live in a castle. And that was when I met a few months later Manfred, who had wished for a castle and got a castle, and he had a picture library in it, and he needed someone who would work there and stay in his castle with him. And I stayed there with him and some of his friends for a week, but that was in winter. And these castles, they are so cold in the floor, if you even want to go to the bathroom or the kitchen, you need a coat because it's so cold. And the warm air is always somewhere under the ceiling. It was just too freezing cold for me. But also, Manfred, he was someone, he just believed in the power of life and that it could help him. And if you believe in it, you are creating a situation where you get that. And if you are, I have a friend, he's still afraid of these things that they might work. It scares him every time some coincidence happens, and he tries to forget it as soon as possible. So for him, life appears to have no coincidences. But he's creating that for himself. But that's fine, too.
I like at the end of your book what you say, if I, a completely average lunatic, can give orders to the universe without end and thereby receive so many improbable things, then you can too. And
yeah, I think many people thought before they have to practice so much and they have to be so good, they have to become holy first. But I think we don't have to become holy, we just have to allow ourselves to be happy and to have lead a fulfilled life, because that is the best thing we have to give to the world. We will be friendly, and the only wish we will have left is the possibility to share our happiness with others. And that's the best thing that can happen to the whole of nature. That is why it supports everyone who is exploring that cosmic power. You don't need to become holy. You don't need to become wiser than you are. You just have to love yourself the way you are.
Barbell Moore, do you have a website that people can go to?
Yes, I do. It's just barbellmoore.com.
That's BARBELMOHR.com. And you can, this delightful lady in Germany who we've been sharing information with you about, it's Cosmic Ordering. That's her second book, The Next Adventure. It's instructions for manifesting miracles. And she's got such a good sense of humor in here. She even has a chapter on tricks and shortcuts on how to make this work effectively. Before we close out, Barbell, is there something you would like to share with my audience in the way of a thought?
Yeah, let me see. Try if you want to order something from the cosmos. Try ordering a small thing, a middle-sized thing, and a huge thing. And just trust in all three at the same time. And trust that when you become a happy and fulfilled person, that's the best thing you have to give to the world. So just in order to do something good for the world, become happy and allow yourself to have a happy and fulfilled life.
Barbell Moore has been my guest today, Cosmic Ordering, The Next Adventure. This is a must-read, and you'll laugh, and you'll become thoughtful, and more than anything else, you'll become empowered. Barbell Moore, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you very much.
This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break now. Don't go away, because we've got a lot of good things to share with you. Barbell Moore has been my guest. Her website is B like boy, A-R, B like boy, E-L, M like Mary, O-H-R.com. You can find out more information about this delightful lady if you'll go to her website. And again, we're going to be coming back in just a moment. So stay tuned. More good things to share.
Thank you. If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website. Go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and I want to let you know telephone lines are now open, 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have another direct line of 530-876-3222. If you're a first-time listener to the BBS radio, I would like to welcome you as a listener to the Donna Sebo Show, and also to let you know that if you want to call in and chat with me, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. I'll give you my mental impressions, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you're interested in getting some insight to. I also want to remind you this coming weekend, I'm on my way down to San Francisco, and I am going to be doing an appearance, a speaking engagement at the Wisdom Festival. And this is at the Fort Mason Center in downtown San Francisco. I invite you to go to their website, wisdomfestival.com. You'll see when I'm scheduled, and my goodness, they've got so many other speakers, so many wonderful programs that are going to be presented, and I'm so pleased to be a part of this wonderful group. And my booth number is 113. If you want to stop by and say hello, I invite you to do that. I'd love to meet you. But know that that's going to be this coming weekend, the 14th and 15th. And we will be there all day. And in the evening on Saturday, I am going to be giving a talk on mental ecology. So I invite you again to come by and say hello and tell your friends about it. Also, I've got trips scheduled that are going to be coming up in the month of October that will be taking me to Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska. Also, I'll be in New York City and in Southern California. So you can check my website. You can look at my calendar. You'll see the dates posted there of the times that I'm going to be in those different locales. If you want more details or information, give me a call at my office, which is 800-872-8852. Because as always, wherever I go, I'm always available for private appointments. So check my calendar for those details. And then here in the state of Washington, I'm going to be doing an appearance at the Boeing Parapsychology Expo on Saturday, September the 29th. And that's going to be from 9 until 5 on that Saturday, and I'll be available for many consultations, and I hope to see many of you who are listening there. I look forward to seeing you there in person. Again, I'm going to have books for sale, and also I will be doing many consultations. So that's the lineup. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking about ghosts. Yes, we're going to go to St. Louis, Missouri, however you choose to pronounce it. We're going to be talking about the Lupp Mansion. Now, I wasn't familiar with this, but Brian Alaspa has done a lot of research. This is a version of your own kind of Ghostbusters, so you're not going to want to miss that. Wednesday, there's going to be the Best of Donna because I'm on the road traveling to San Francisco, but on Thursday, we'll be live from San Francisco talking with Tosca Reno. Eat clean. This is all about good health, and we're going to have some insightful information from her. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about the 10 Laws of Wealth and Abundance. Ron Willingham is going to be my guest, and wow, does he have a dynamite resource of information and suggestions so that you can enjoy that level of financial independence that you would like to aspire for. You know, money is only a medium of exchange, and what we really have to ask ourselves many times is, what is it that we really want? So when you're looking at where you want to make some changes in your life economically, ask yourself why those changes are so important to you. And it's just not more money. What you want to do is realize that you want freedom in your life. You want to be able to be comfortable if you decided you wanted to travel or start a business. There's just so many different ways that you can leverage yourself. So I think it's becoming comfortable and at ease with that aspect called money. And realize, again, it's just a medium of exchange. Gracious, depending on what society you are in, and when I say are in, because we have societies throughout the world. Some of them use stones. Other people have used beads throughout history. There's just all kinds of things that have been used as a form of currency, so that people could get things done. And it is an approach that once you understand it, you feel a lot more comfortable with it. And again, we're going to have Ron Willingham on Friday. So that gives you the lineup for this week. We just have a dynamic lineup. Don't forget to go into bbsradio.com and check the calendar, because you'll find out who my guests are going to be, a little bit about them, and you can then mark it on your own calendar if you want to listen. And remember, now that the shows are being archived, you don't have to be here live with me. You can always tune in at your convenience. And whether you're doing homework, if you're a student or you're a professional person and you just want to sit back and relax and maybe take care of whatever has to be taken care of, the day's activities, turn on your computer and tune in to the Donna Sebo Show so you don't have to miss any of the wonderful guests that I have and the fun things that we share. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 in the U.S. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and also 530-876-3222. Sometimes we have distractions in life, and if we have any wisdom, we learn how to take those distractions and make them work for us, not against us. And such was the case with Maria in Florida, and she had an irritant in her life. What was that irritant? Squirrels. Yes, she lives in Ocala, Florida, and she said these squirrels were so noisy. Yes, if you've never heard a bunch of squirrels chattering, you have no idea the commotion they can make. We have a lot of them here in the Pacific Northwest. I just think they're a hoot. But they can get a little bit noisy, and that's what she was experiencing. But not only were they noisy, these squirrels were dropping pecans down the slanted metal roof of her cottage. And she said it was driving her nuts. She said, my goodness, it made so much racket. Well, there was a little bit more going on than just the squirrels in her life. She was having a terrible time with her bills. she didn't have the financial flow that she wanted. And she said, I had had to earlier in the week tell my landlady that I'd give her most of the money that was due for her rent and pay the remainder the following week, which was $80. Now, for many of us, that wouldn't sound like very much, but it was quite a bit to Maria. And her landlady said, sure. And she said, it was so frustrating to me because I was a college graduate. I had graduated just a short time before, and I had a new job, didn't pay me very much money, and I had no idea where I was going to get that $80. $80 was like $8 million in my mind. How in the world am I going to even figure out what to do? Well, here are the squirrels at night dropping pecans on her roof. And she said, finally, this one night, she sat up in bed and grabbed a book off the nightstand, and she found that the book that she had picked up was her Bible, and she had opened it up just at random. And here was this quote. It said, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And she goes, clunk. It's like someone hit her in the head. She said she became so exhausted, her brain was just running 10,000 miles an hour, that she finally fell asleep. And she said, you know what? I really don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just so exhausted. Well, as it turned out, she had to go somewhere the next day. And there was an elderly woman who came up to her and asked if she minded taking her home. Her truck wasn't working, and she said to Maria, I really need a ride. Maria said, oh, sure, I'll be glad to do it. Well, while she was riding to this elderly lady's home, the lady asked her, do you like pecans? And she sort of looked at her a little with her eyes sort of, well, skeptical, saying, why are you asking me? Because she could remember vividly the pecans that the squirrels were throwing on her metal roof every night. Well, this woman said, I sell them at the farmer's market for $20 a bag. If you'd like some, I'd be happy to sell you a bag at a discount for taking me home. Well, Maria said, gee, I'm sorry, but that's not necessary, and I'm really not in a position to buy any from you. So I'll have to say no at this time. Well, she ends up going home, and she was just hearing all this commotion. The squirrels were dropping all these pecans on her roof. She decided she'd lay down and take a nap, and then she said, wait a minute, what's going on with these squirrels? This is daytime. Usually they're doing all of this at night. Now they're starting up in the day. All of a sudden, she said, the light went on in the brain department. She jumped up out of bed, forget the nap. She said the answer to her money issues were right above her head. Mm-hmm. It was the squirrels dropping the pecans. She said she ran outside her house, checked the ground underneath her window. There were pecans piled nearly a foot high in a long trench, and the squirrels hadn't even touched them. She said, at $20 a bag, I'll only need to sell four bags to pay the rest of my rent. In fact, she was able to sell so many of those pecans, she had more than enough to meet her bills. And she said, it's fascinating how sometimes your answers are right under your nose. And in her case, they were above her nose, over her head. Those little squirrels dropping pecans. But stop and think about the synchronicity. She takes a lady home who tells her how she's making money. She goes home and realizes those little squirrels were doing her a favor. And she's kept that lesson close in her heart, because she said it's reminded her that what she needed was supplied. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone number 877-876-5227. Canadians 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, what is your Native American totem? Stay tuned. You're going to find out.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo, just a quick reminder, I'm going to be appearing in San Francisco at the Wisdom Festival. I invite you to join me and many other people and share some time with us, and you'll have a great time because there's going to be a number of speakers, including myself, and I'm going to be in the Saturday program in the evening. So go to wisdomfestival.com. wisdomfestival.com. You'll find out more information. I'm going to be in booth 113, and I hope to see you there. Also, don't forget to check my website and my email newsletter, my calendar, for where I am going to be appearing. I invite you to keep in touch with me if you would like to do that. Send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I. International.com. Meanwhile, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I came across some interesting information, and that is that there is a horoscope that relates to Native American totems. Now, I was not aware that Native Americans had developed their own type of astrological system, and instead of using the lunar cycle, they based theirs on nature. Now, Deborah Durbin is a woman who's done a lot of research on this, and she said animal totems are a practice that continues today, and I'm aware that there are many, many situations that Native Americans have been very intuitive about, especially when it came to naming a person. I know Vision Quest, often you become familiar with animal totems, and you can have more than one. But this is according to Deborah, and I thought I would share a few with you today. So I'm going to talk about those born between March 21st to April 19th, April 20th to May 20th, and May 21st to June 20th. I'm going to talk about those 3 months, and then I'll share the rest of them with you this week. So if you're born between March 21st and April 19th, your animal totem is the hawk. Now, as the hawk is a hunter and has tremendous vision, this is describing an individual that is a leader. And because hawks fly so high, they are felt and seen as being birds that represent great status, and they often are attributed with having what's considered magical powers. However, just like the individual born during the months that I mentioned, March to April, they display powers of leadership. You're adventurous, you're always looking for the next challenge, and you need freedom. You do not like living in a caged environment at all. So that's for March 21st to April 19th. Let's talk to those of you April 20th to May 20th. April 20th to May 20th. Your animal totem is the beaver. And what does that represent? You're resilient. Very resilient person. Beavers are strategic planners. They're capable of completely changing their environment for their own peace and security. And they are well, the most sensible and adaptable mammals on Earth. And regardless of obstacles, you that have the beaver as your totem, you tend to fulfill your dreams simply because of your amazing determination. You are someone to be reckoned with, whether it's in work or in love. And that's for April 20th to May 20th. Now, May 21st to June 20th, May 21st to June 20th, your animal totem is that of the deer. You are a very, very thoughtful, considerate person. Everybody usually wants you as their friend. You enjoy peacefulness. You have a gentle disposition. Yet, you can be fiercely protective of your family. In fact, in some tribes, the deer represents the heart and is considered the gatekeeper to the spirit world. Now, in addition to having special insight, deer are playful and sensitive, and with this totem's combination of kindness and grace, you are really cherished and valued by just about everybody that you know. Now, in Native American astrology, if you spot a deer, they say it's a sign that you may need to forgive someone. Interesting perspective. It's you need to forgive someone. I wonder what it is when you see a buck with 8 points on it. Oh, I know. I may be a stinker when I'm asking the question. Nature is fascinating. And when you're able to take time just to watch, look, and listen, you can learn so much. It's absolutely amazing. Never underestimate the power of nature to show you how to deal with certain things. Talk about synchronicity. You may find a lot of things just falling into place in an amazing, amazing way. And I think that's one of the levels of awareness that we're evolving into and through as a global people. We're finding that we need to pay attention to our environment, that we have to take care of it. The earth is a living essence, and if that essence becomes poison, becomes ill, we poison ourselves. We become ill. So finally, we are beginning to pay attention, and it's a gradual process. But as we learn more and as we educate our children and we educate ourselves first, before we educate our children, we're going to find that there's a lot of good that comes out of that. And if you find that it's necessary, for example, to cut down a tree, be sure to plant a new one somewhere. Trees take time to grow, and they are part of what makes our earth healthy and harmonious in so many ways. So whenever you take a tree down, and there's a lot of that's occurring in Oregon and, well, actually the Pacific Northwest because of the population development. So if you can, grow another one. If you have to cut one down, put another one in the ground. So we're going to have a replacement for that. Because for future generations, that will make a difference. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Canadians 888-815-9756. By the way, speaking of environment, there are some suggestions, about five, on how to conserve water and to keep it clean. Now, this comes from the Environmental Protection Agency. And one is go with low flow. You can install low-flow faucets, shower heads, reduced-flow toilets, and water-saving dish and clothes dryers. And you need to repair leaking faucets, toilets, and pumps. One faucet leaking one drop per minute wastes about 46 gallons of water a year. Also, when you're landscaping your yard, choose things that are low-maintenance. And if you have plants that have low requirements for water, or fertilizers and pesticides, it's really going to help a lot. And, of course, there's a lot of things they're discovering that enable you to work with a garden much more comfortably where you don't have to work with those commercial pesticides and those fertilizers that sometimes can have very negative results. Use low-phosphate or phosphate-free detergents and water-based cleaning products, and be wise about how you dispose of batteries, oil, antifreeze, and paint, things like this. Find out where you can dump it off. And join cleanup activities in your neighborhood. It can really make a difference. Well, my goodness, we are out of time. This is Donna Sebo. I'm so delighted that you were able to join me. Don't forget, tomorrow we are going to be talking with ghosts or about ghosts of St. Louis, Missouri. So be with us. We're going to have a great time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a great one. Sun's out. Beam on, because you are a light in and of yourself, and you just make the day even brighter. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
For the ocean, for the ocean, for the ocean.